you're training your muscles to be flaccid and lax, it's going to be a lot more difficult for you to engage those muscles later on in the future. I've talked about this before. I've made this metaphor comparison before, but you got to imagine your fascia, you know, the connective tissue in your muscles and your skin, as sails.
Universe 7. And we juiced up to 15.
What's going on, bro? Chacho, it's your boy Jared, the TR Expert Washington, here at General Fitness Company Studio. Today is Monday, April 15th, 2024, and it is tax day. Hope you got your taxes in. If you didn't, well, you can still file an extension, believe it or not. Don't take your tax advice from a personal trainer, but I do know that you can file extensions, then they'll be due in October. So yeah, do that if you haven't done your taxes yet, but I really do hope you have, because these come out pretty late. So that leaves you with very little time. Anyways, today we're going to be talking about posture. Posture is one of those things that I could talk about all day. In fact, I have a whole series about fixing your posture on my YouTube channel, General Fitness Company's YouTube channel, excuse me. So if you're interested in learning more about fixing your posture, you can check out that series. But today we're going to be talking about three specific movements that I do with all my clients, whether they have issues with their posture or not, because they're kind of fundamental movements that help them improve their posture. Now, one of the exercises is, spoiler alert, is a pull-up, and it's not an exercise that everybody can do, but there is a motion that I do have in there that everybody should be able to do. And if you can't, well, email me and I have a modification for that exercise. So, yeah, I think these are absolutely fundamental movements for all of us. There are movements that I think everybody should be able to execute with no problem whatsoever. If you do, that is definitely telling about your fitness level. So if you want to be able to move properly, you know, and essentially just to give you a heads up, I did not talk about this, but I just wanted to give you a heads up on what posture really is. Now, posture is something that is not necessarily inherent. And sometimes it is. Sometimes you can get some congenital issues, but posture is something that is dynamic. It's not something that is fixed. It can always be changed, and it actually changes when you move. So when we talk about fixing posture, what we're really talking is about is aligning your spine and making everything move as efficiently and effectively as possible. So if you don't know this, pretty much everybody in the world has some degree of scoliosis, meaning that their spine has, you know, differing degrees of curvature. Okay, so whether those curvatures are affecting your posture is essentially dependent on how far your degrees of movement are in your spine. You know, some people may have a straight up and down spine. Some people may have a little bit of a tilt to the left or to the right, or they may have lordosis, which is a curvature of the lower spine. They might have kyphosis, which is curvature of the upper spine. There's a lot of things that can be classified as more or less quote-unquote scoliosis. But when we're talking about posture, we can essentially break it down to what is your spine doing with each movement and how is it compensating for your lack of mobility or your hypermobility. So that's what I really mean when I'm talking about posture. And as I said in the episode, posture is not necessarily something that's fixed, it's dynamic. So what we're really trying to do is strengthen and stabilize your spine. All right, so I did not mention that specifically in the episode, but I did want to put that out there just so we know what we're talking about when we're specifically talking about posture. All right, so without further ado, let's go and get this episode underway. Season 11, episode 50. And we're going to call this one, Three Moves That Will Help You Fix Your Posture. Lego! All right, so today we want to talk about what specific exercise is good for your posture. You know, if you look online and you type in what exercise is good for my posture, you'll see a multitude of exercises. Now, if you actually look on this particular page, we have a library for fixing your posture if you're curious about how you can improve your posture. Also, if you're interested in doing something that is more specific to you, you can go to generalfitnesscompany.com and we can help you design a program for your posture. Now, yeah, like I said, there's a lot of exercises out there, and as I just alluded to, there are exercises that are more or less general that may not be specifically designed for you. Now, there might be exercises that correct what is presenting in your body. However, there might be issues that you might have that you may not even be aware of that are going to prevent you from improving your posture. So, when we talk about posture, we obviously know that it's dynamic. We think about our posture as not only just standing, but sitting and as you move. So we want to keep in mind the five basic human movements. We actually have a series about that as well. You can check that out. But just to review, those five basic human movements are walking, running, jumping, climbing, and throwing. Now, you want to basically be strong enough so that your body can execute those movements at will. So we're going to be talking about exercises that you can do that are going to help you improve those five movements. All right. So first of all, what you want to do to improve that overall is you want to make sure that your core is strong, because you want your limbs to be able to move off of something that is relatively stable. So what we want to do is we want to practice our twisting. So these are very basic limited exercises. You're not necessarily exercises that are going to use weights. But as I said, if you want to have something that is a little bit more dynamic, a little bit more up to your speed, then you can email us at generalfitnesscompany.com. All right. So first of all, you want to practice your trunk twist. Essentially, that's just twisting your body from side to side, and that is going to help you stabilize your core. When you twist, that is essentially what you do when you run. You have a torso twist as you run, as well as when you throw. So if you can control that, that is something that is going to help you with your posture. Another exercise you can do is going to be a pull-up, all right? A pull-up is not necessarily something we execute in everyday life. However, it does help you strengthen your shoulders and your lats. Those are essentially those muscles that are going to help keep your shoulders back. Now, one thing I want you to want to mention before we move on is that you see a lot of people talking about the pull-ups and doing hangs to help you strengthen your body so you can get to pull-ups. Now, when it comes to hanging from any apparatus, you want to make sure that you are hanging with your muscles engaged. Now, what I mean by that is you want to have your shoulders into your spine, you're going to have your elbows locked out, and you're going to have your shoulders off your ears, engaging those lats, trying to keep your shoulders down off your ears. Now, the opposite of that is essentially having a lax body and just letting gravity do the work. And I've heard this before, that it's good. You've actually probably heard of what's called a traction table, where gravity pulls your spine apart. Now, the thing is that you're not going to help yourself at all with that, because what you're doing is you're training your muscles to be flaccid and lax. So if you're training your muscles to be flaccid and lax, it's going to be a lot more difficult for you to engage those muscles later on in the future. I've talked about this before. I've made this metaphor comparison before, but you got to imagine your fascia, you know, the connective tissue in your muscles and your skin, as sails, you know, like kind of like sails on a sailboat. When you have wind blowing through that sail, aka force, you want to make sure that you have the right amount of anti-force, I guess, the right amount of resistance, so that when that force is going on those fascia, it's not too limp and you can't move, or too tight where it's going to rip the fascia, aka torn muscle. So anyways, back to what I was saying, you want to make sure that you are able to walk, run, throw, climb, and of course jump. So when you're strengthening your body, you want to make sure that you have your core strong. You want to make sure you have your legs strong. One great exercise to do is a unilateral lunge. Now, that's an exercise where you have that lunge in place, but you have a weight on one side. Now, I know I mentioned a lunge before, but I think it's really important for us to master these lunges. So you can do a lunge without a weight. I think that's a great way to help you get stronger and help you at least build that posture. And when you get stronger, use a unilateral lunge. Now, a lot of people talk about planks as being a great posture exercise. I've even mentioned that myself before. Now, plank may be great. However, we got to, address the issue about us being humans that are bipedal, people that walk, run, jump, throw, and climb. So Planks may be good. They're great for your abdominals, but they may not be the best thing for your overall posture. When we're talking about your core, I would think about doing something that is going to help you with your back flexion. So I would say something that is like maybe on your stomach where you're doing a Superman, or if you're in a standing position and you're reaching back behind you with one arm at a time. Very simple exercise, as I said, nothing that's going to involve anything that's going to put you in a compromising position, but just reaching back with one arm over your head and just working on your back flexion is going to really help you with that walking and running posture. Finally, the exercise that I like the most and the simplest exercise is a standing march. Now, it's a great exercise to help you train your hip flexors so they can lift, so you can run as well as jump. And of course, it helps you with your balance. That exercise helps you in the way that you have one foot off the ground at all times, and that's very similar to how we run. We have one foot off the ground at all times. So if you can train yourself in doing these things that are simple, that are essentially what we do on an everyday basis, you will improve your posture because you will have better movement overall. All right, so if you have any questions about this video or any other videos in our playlist, I would love for you to write them down below in the comment section. Also, if you're interested in learning more, of course, you can click that subscribe button and you'll be notified. All right, that does it for this one. Thanks again, and as always, keep good company.